Blog Talk Radio.
Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad therein. I can hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Truly, we come on today for another glorious day in the Lord to lift up and exalt the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. We thank God because truly he is great and he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We thank God for just another opportunity to come to you live on this day, and we thanking God for just another opportunity to allow us to come into your places of abode. And I pray that your day has just been fabulous and abounding in the blessings of the Lord, because truly the blessings of the Lord maketh us rich and add no sorrow. And so I pray that God has and will continually to bless you, yes, you, you, and you, with a no sorrow blessing. Truly today we have a beautiful lesson on today. We are going to have a very, very special guest that's going to be with us on today, whom I will introduce in just a little bit. But we want to highlight one of the women out of the Bible on today, and we're going to share in on a lesson on today about Lydia. And I'm going to invite you, if you would go ahead and just grab your Bible and come right on in and just make yourself right at home. And I'm going to share with you some of the word of the Lord on today. And I ask that you will go with me to Acts chapter number 16. And we're going to read out of the word of the Lord on today in regards about this wonderful woman of God in the book of Acts. And then after which we're going to interview a wonderful woman of God as well that is abounding and doing wonderful and excellent things in the corporate world. And so let's take a look at the word of the Lord right after we pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We ask, oh God, that you form and bless these lips of clay, that they will speak, oh God, and fashion the word that will come out of that. It will be edifying, exhorting, and uplifting unto your people. And Father, we praise your name. Take this time to bind any adverse thing that will want to impede upon even this particular lesson on today. And let, Lord, it be strength unto the body. And Father, we'll praise your blessed name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's take a look on today at the word of the Lord on today. And I want us to take a look at Acts chapter 16. And we're going to pick this up at verse number 12. Let's pick it up from verse number 12 on today. And the scripture reads on this line, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wrought to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women, which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. So far, the reading of the scripture. Here we find Apostle Paul, and as we know, Paul and Silas was journeying together on one of their missionary journey. And so we find not only Paul and Silas, and also we find Timothy as well, who have joined them. And so we find them down by the river. And as they were there by the river, they find one by the name of Lydia and a group of women that was there praying and calling on the name of the Lord. And Paul went and began to minister unto this woman by the name of Lydia. Now let's take a look at Lydia, and so that we can get a better understanding as to who Lydia was, as we highlighting her on today. And also I want to make mention another very important thing about Lydia, or about this session too. The month of March is the month in which women is considered as Women Month. And so that's why I wanted to do a special highlight and showcase of women on this particular session, as we look at Lydia and how God profoundly used Lydia in a profound way. And so it was Lydia and her household who were among the first person in Europe to accept Christianity as a result of the Apostle Paul's activity at Philippi. And this took place around 50 CE. And originally she lived in Tyria, a city in Asia Minor known for its dyeing industry, or when we say dyeing of the colors of the cloth. Later at Philippi in Macedonia, Lydia sold purple, either the dye of, or the garment and the fabric color therewith. It appeared that she was the head of her household, so this could include all of the servants that was working up under her, as well as all of the widows, as well as the singles that was in her company as well. Because the scripture denotes that when Paul came upon this woman, or the women, they had gathered there and they was praying. And so Lydia, she was a worshiper of God, probably a Jewish proselyte. And it may be that there were a few Jews and no synagogues there at Philippi, so that on the Sabbath day, she and other women and devout women assembled themselves by the river outside the city. Now, when Paul, the Apostle Paul, preached to these women, Lydia listened attentively. And I would like to believe that this was a divine connection for Lydia and Paul, and what God was getting ready to do in the life of Lydia. I want to stop for just a moment and highlight for a moment that God has divine connections in our lives. And we must recognize that when God divinely fashioned us to individual, it is for a purpose and it is for a reason, that yes, for us to come into a fellowship with him, and that we can fellowship one with another. But many times it is almost like a missing link for the destiny or the purpose or puzzle or the journey in which God has us on as individual. And this was what was happening to Lydia here as they was praying. Paul came across these later women. But it was not by accident. It was something that God had in store and wanted to do in the life of Lydia. Now, we recognize that Lydia was a worshiper of God. But it was something that God wanted to do even greater in Lydia's life, that God allowed the Apostle Paul to strategically come across her. And so I want to say to your life today that everything that goes on in our life, I don't care whether it seems hard or seems to overthrow us, it may be a mountaintop experience or a valley experience, we must recognize that God is doing something profoundly in our life. in spite of whatever the situation looked like. So I want to just to speak to your heart and encourage your heart on today that wherever you find yourself, even today, that God is doing something so profound in your life that even though it seems like it's crazy right now, you must recognize that God is still yet in control of your life. I don't care how the situation may look like or way it look like it's going to turn out, but I come to tell you that all things that happen for a reason in our lives, and it happened for the good of them that love God and call according to his purpose. And that's where we find this great, wonderful woman of God, that God is getting ready to do something so profound in her life as she was just worshiping God and meeting with these devout women and praying unto him. Now, so we said that Lydia was listening attentively unto Paul. And after that, she was baptized along with her household. And so God not only heard her worship and their prayer, but he wanted to take them to that next level and allowing them to hear what the word of the Lord said and for them to give their life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And they was baptized. And not only were they baptized, but she was also one of the first person that was in Egypt to accept Christianity there in Philippi. Isn't that profound, that how God blessed this woman? Now, she also entreated Paul and his companion to stay with her, saying, if you men have judged me to be faithful to God, enter into my house. Such a genuine offer of hospitality simply could not be refused. And so here we find that this woman of God, she was used mightily to minister also unto Paul. And so here the scriptures say over in Philippians 1:3-5, I thank my God always upon every remembrance of you in every supplication of mine for all of you, as I offered my supplication with joy because of the contribution you have made to the good news from the first day until this moment. Now, this is what Paul had wrote back to the Philippian church, and Lydia was a part of that beginning, the new beginning, the inception of that church. And such as it is for us as children of God, I want you to know that God is using you right in your location, right in the journey that you find yourself on. And sometimes we think, Lord, am I moving forward in my purpose? I would like to encourage your heart to recognize that each day that we live, we're walking closer to the place of our purpose, and we walk into purpose. Everything in our life is a part of purpose, whether it's good or whether it's negative. God is going to use it and turn it into a testimony of the goodness of God, of what God is able to do, even in whatever situation that we find ourselves in. I heard somebody said, I believe it was Bishop Noel Jones said, that God can work with a mess. And so sometimes it may seem that our life is cluttered, our life may be going in the wrong direction, but stay faithful unto God and to the things of God, and God will bring you out and work it out for your good. So be thou encouraged, women of God, men of God, children of God, that God will do it and work things out for your good. And such as it is, we pray that you will be encouraged and inspired in wherever you find yourself in. But I want to, at this time, as we shift for just a little moment here, I want to bring in our special guest on today. I believe that this has been a divine connection that God allowed me to meet this wonderful woman of God that I'm getting ready to introduce in just a moment, who God is greatly using. But and I want to just read a little bit about her and things and about some of the great things that she has done, and we're going to introduce her, and we're going to have her to come on and just have some words or remarks and things as well as to share with us about her wonderful journey of how God has so graciously blessed this woman of God, even in the corporate world. She is Carmen Booker, who is the woman of God that we're going to introduce on today for our session here. Let me read a little bit about Carmen Booker. Carmen is an attorney, and she has a business consulting firm called Compass Perfect Professional Service. And not only that, she's been in business and doing service through this ministry as well as business for over 15 years. Some of the things that Carmen Attorney Booker does is the business formation, such as corporation, limited liability companies, LLCs, also nonprofit organization. She also does drafting and reviewing contracts, trademarks, and she does the search and registration as well. Also, the completion of the 501c3 application for nonprofit organization, as well as grant research, as well as writing. One of the other things that I would like to highlight also about Attorney Booker is that she's going to be conducting a business teleseminar on April the 8th, 2011. And some of the topics that she's going to discuss will be the road to business success, business ethics, business entities, as well as determining the best one for your business, effective business planning, tax tips for your business. And so I want to encourage you to take a moment, too, as well, before we get into our interview with her. She also has several different places where you can go and get more information about her. You can also go to katebooker.wordpress.com. And another one you can look at as well, how to start a nonprofit organization.wordpress.com. And that's all one word. Or you can reach her at 301-408-1082. And so on this line, I would like to go ahead and read one more thing about Attorney Booker that she has also that is blessing the multitude of women. And this one is called Wings of Love Women's Ministry. And I'm just going to read a little bit about that. It said, WLWM's desire is to connect with other women of faith who have battle abuse in their lives and who have been held back from moving forward for whatever reason. We seek to encourage victims of abuse to go forward and to grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ and with more commitment and boldness, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work God has begun in them, He will complete. Not only that, she also helped women to discover that they are God's masterpiece, intricately and divinely created for the glory of God, encouraging and equipping women to faithfully and fully use their God-given gifts to glorify God. Also, WLWM has developed a quarterly newsletter entitled Women Destined for Greatness. And some of the things that it offered is tips for the virtuous women, valuable business tips and strategies and transitions, nonprofit organization tips, as well as advertising opportunities. So on that line, I want to just introduce her onto the radio land on today. Attorney Booker, welcome aboard on today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. We do thank God for you. And I really believe that what came to my heart was Lydia, a woman who is a seller of purple, but you are offering services unto God's people and the people abroad to help empower them in starting up their business and doing business. And so at this time, Attorney Booker, did you like to share some things about your journey of how you gotten started, what inspired you to move forward? Please.
Okay, well, this is what happened to me. I used to work for a law firm in Washington, D.C., and during my time there, I was sabotaged by another employee. I had created a document, and she messed that document up and reported me to the supervisor, and they fired me from that job. In the meantime, I was doing my had my own company, but I was doing it part-time, and I began to apply for other jobs, but the doors were closed. So I said, God, what do you want me to do? Because he knew I had bills to pay, such as rent and bills. And so I believe God led me to take a step of faith and walk on the waters of trust and faith in him and start this business doing it full time. So that's what I did. I started doing this in 1994. That was a major transformation in my life that year. So God has truly met me ever since that time because he sends the clients, he sends the referrals. And I've met a lot of people who have dreams and visions, but they really don't know what to do with them and how to implement their dreams and visions. So God put it in my heart to write a book called Biblical Entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And Biblical Entrepreneurship discusses the seven steps for operating your business God's way, starting with how to obtain your vision from God as to what he wants you to do. And then once you obtain the vision, the key is to know what to do with the vision. So, again, go to God and ask God, well, what do you want me to do with the vision that you've given me, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And I also discussed the importance of having a business plan, which is really an action plan for the business, because a lot of businesses fail because of lack of planning.
Right. Yes, yes.
Matter of fact, the SBA, the Small Business Administration, has indicated that 80% of companies fail because they lack planning, which is a very crucial element for any viable, effective endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk about how to write the business plan. I give you a systematic way how to write it in the book. I also talk about how to market and promote your business and the tax advantages for having a home-based business. So all that's in my book, Biblical Entrepreneurship, and people who are interested in getting the book, they can go to my blog site at www.kbooker.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the book, it came out originally in 2002. I revised it again in 2009. So I've really helped a lot of people. I've sold over 100 of these books.
Oh, excellent. Yes, and I've gotten one myself, and it's been a tremendous blessing, too, as well. And so, Attorney Booker, what inspired you to even become an attorney? What was your aspiration? What was it for you as a woman to become an attorney?
Well, I really wanted to go into business more or less than attorney. My dad really influenced me to go ahead and go to law school and become an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But that has really helped me in my business because mm-hmm. especially my business consulting firm, CompuPerfect Professional Services, because if I didn't have the two, I wouldn't be able to do what I do.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
I established corporations and limited liability companies. I established nonprofit organizations, and we assist nonprofit organizations in getting their tax exemption status, and we also help them get funding for their programs and services.
Wonderful.
Through grant research and writing services, and we also have funding source reports that people can go to
mm-hmm.
and get more information about it. They can go to my blog, www.howtostartanonprofitorganization.wordpress.com.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yes. Now, and back for, if we can highlight for just a moment and things, again, as you became an attorney and things, it no doubt it took a leap of faith as well to persevere and continue to move forward to attain that dream as well. And if we were able to inspire someone that's listening on today, what could be just one thing perhaps that you could share with them that does have a dream and have a vision and that have not come to pass just yet, but they're wondering, well, where do I even start? And you did mention the planning. And we do know the scripture say, write the vision and make it plain that he that read it may run with it. But for someone for the practical, theological aspect to implement that scripture, for that scripture to really come alive for that one that have the dream but have not taken the leap of faith, could you share just a few tips or something that they could do to take that place, take it to the next level?
Yes, please. This is what they should do. Also in my book, Biblical Entrepreneurship, I talk about the two major obstacles that keep people from starting and maintaining their business. That is the fear of failure and fear of rejection. You know, a lot of people are afraid of being rejected. Oh, I can't do this. They're going to reject me. Then they're not going to like my product or service. So you have to override that. You have to overcome that. To feel your failure and fear rejection by putting your faith in the Word of God. We have to engage in what I call the RSM method, reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God on a daily basis. And then applying the Word of God in your life. It's not just knowing the Word of God. A lot of people know the Word of God. They don't even know it's the Word of God. But the key is to apply it in your life. I have come up with what I call the wisdom formula, knowing the Word of God plus understanding the Word of God plus applying the Word of God equals wisdom. See, so it's very important to use the RSM method and the wisdom formula, and then people's lives will be changed because it starts with your mind, your thoughts. Your thoughts dictate your actions. So we have to be renewed in our mind pursuant to Romans 12:1-3. Oh,
yes, and so I like that you said that that first of the formula, and then two, maybe I'll back up because I think you hit on two, and then we'll keep, hit those two formulas that you just shared with me. Okay. I think, too, one of the two things that you really brought out was very, very key, the fear of failure. We must begin to really, I believe, and you can highlight a little bit more, Attorney Booker, is that really look at what is the fear of failure for you as an individual. A person as an individual must begin to look at what is your fearful of failing.
Exactly.
And begin to really look at that and begin to get gain a better understanding what is the thing or the blockage and things to keeping you from moving to that next level. Is it the fear, like Attorney Booker said, the fear of failure, that maybe I'm not going to be able to make this or I'm going to fail? The fear of rejection. I thought that was profound, Attorney Booker, that you brought that out as the fear of rejection, because that is a big thing. You know, what if people don't want what I got or don't want or want what I'm the service that I provide? And what about the no's that I would get? How can a person raise up and over the no's? When the rejection, could you share that? And I know you said about faith. I know you said about faith, but I want us to look at Attorney Booker. If you could empower them with, they looked at the fact and they seen that as the fear of rejection. How can they take that leap or that step of faith beyond their failure, the fear of failure and the fear of rejection? And I know you said reading the Word, studying the Word and meditating that formula and things. But even in all of that, how can they work it out or do the next step, please?
Okay, well, I'm going to give an example.
Please.
Say, for example, God has given you the vision to start a cleaning company.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're cleaning carpet and upholstery items.
Yes.
And you know God gave you that vision without a doubt. And you're going to go out in the world and start presenting contracts, proposals to different companies about your services. Well, two out of the five companies may say no. But you just don't stop there when they say no. You got to rise up, keep persevering, motivate yourself, and remind yourself that this vision is from God. And you know without a doubt God gave it to you. So when God gives you a vision, there is no failure in it.
It's
success is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the steps necessary to fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the key is to put faith and trust in the Lord and keep reminding yourself that this is the vision that God's given you. No one is going to stop you from fulfilling it.
I think that that's profound. Attorney, I think what you just said right there is really a key to a paradigm shift for someone even just listening even on today.
Praise
in
God.
Whatever the business that you're endeavoring or the next step or your dream, you said something that was so awesome that you must keep reminding yourself this vision is from God. And there is, you said something else about the success. Could you repeat that again?
Yes, and that no one and nothing will keep you from fulfilling that vision. You have to pray and ask God to remove all distractions and hindrances from your life. You know, people will come in your life to try to distract you and put doubt in your life. But you have to come against it and say, no, God gave me this and I'm going to do it.
Good, good.
And
now
you have to release people and things from your life to move forward in life. You see? As they're bringing
good. Mhm. I think that those are some very, very key things to empower people, especially in today's world. Like you stated, this vision comes from God, and that success is guaranteed, and that you're going to keep nothing's going, and no one will keep you from fulfilling it, and to remove the distraction and release people and things that come as a distraction out of your life.
Exactly.
And I think that that's very, very key. And what about realigning themselves with people with like-mindedness, too?
Yes, it's very key and critical.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because God gave me a revelation one day while sitting in church. He said, be careful who you align yourself with and who you're connected to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those associations will either be assets for you or liabilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you align yourself with someone who's positive and productive, then they're only going to sharpen you.
Exactly. And motivate you to come higher.
Exactly.
And it seems like there's also a synergetic flow of excitement, enthusiasm, as well as a desire to even go to the next level when you're around excited people, too.
Right, right, right.
It's like a synergy. It's like an energy that comes from God, I believe. It's a created force that comes from God that when you allow that creative mindset to continue to move forth, because he's given us the ability to procreate, to create and things, the things that we have need of, he's able to bless us to create those things or create things, even business, they come into creation.
Exactly.
And things, they come into fruition because someone had a mind to even trust God or have faith and things just to step beyond what they see and kept moving forward in the dream and the vision that they had attained. Some will acknowledge it come from God and some may not, but nevertheless, God has blessed them with that vision.
Exactly.
And they are persevering. Now, what about Attorney Booker also about those where they face the reality of sometimes failure? What would you say that could be helpful?
Well, the key is if you do experience failure, to find out what mistakes you made, things that contribute to the failure, and then change
mm-hmm.
those.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep making the same mistakes over again, over and over
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
And rise above that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, remind yourself again that this is God's vision, and you will continue until it's fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. And think, and that in itself is a motivation in itself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And I believe affirmation and is a very, very key element in moving forward into the next aspect of ministry or even business, even in the corporate world, and things to constantly affirming. I heard people say, you know, when they receive a task or a duty or a role from their boss or that needs to be done or carried out, the first thing they do is tell themselves that they could do this.
Good.
You know, I can do this. And they positively move forward because they've already reinforced to themselves, yes, I can do this. And such as it is with us as children of God, we can transfer that over into the kingdom of God, and even more so because the principle is given throughout for the children of God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Yes.
It's the word of the Lord. And so, again, repeating the word of the Lord and putting it in the atmosphere is another aspect in which can propel that individual. Like you said, this vision is from God, and success is guaranteed.
Exactly.
And I think that just speaking that by itself, I can see how it can propel you forward in things into this wonderful ministry that and corporate realm that God has blessed you.
Okay.
Now, let us shift for just a moment to the ministry aspect that God has blessed you. Because, again, when I thought about you, God brought to my mind about Lydia and how both Lydia, she had a love for God. She loved the things of God and things, and she gathered the women down by the river to pray. And because of her heart for God and towards God, God blessed her and allowed the Apostle Paul to come across where her and the women were gathered, and he used her in a mighty way. Such as I can see with yourself through your relationship with the Lord our God and things that God has tremendously blessed you. But then not only in the corporate realm has he blessed you, but he also blessed you also to gather women as well, and through your Wings of Love Women's Ministry. Why don't you share a little bit about that too, please?
Okay, sure. The Wings of Love Women's Ministry is really a network of Christian women.
Yeah.
Not only nationally, but I'm also interacting with people overseas, so in Africa, such as Kenya, Cameroon, and Liberia and Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And our endeavor is to create an online atmosphere where women can realize healing and spiritual growth while cultivating their God-given gifts and ministering in their local churches and in their communities to help transform the lives of people in their communities. So we do this through ministry resources that I have developed in the form of books, and I have a bookmarker. And back to the ministry resources, my latest book is called You Are God's Masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And the You Are God's Masterpiece is really a book that's designed to encourage the woman, the reader, to know and recognize that she is God's masterpiece, uniquely and divinely created for the glory of God. And the only way she's going to be fulfilled in life is if she discovers what her God-given gifts are and begins to use those gifts. Then and only then will she truly, truly experience true love, joy, and peace, and fulfillment in her life. Now, a lot of women, they're hurting today, and they lack self-esteem. As a matter of fact, I just ministered to a lady a few days ago in New Jersey. She suffers from low self-esteem. So I felt led to send her my book, Your God's Masterpiece.
Yeah.
So I did that, and she was greatly blessed by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because your self-esteem is really based and regulated by your self-image. If you have a poor self-image, then you're going to have poor self-esteem. So the key is to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made by God, and to walk in that knowledge and understanding.
Yes. And then, too, also, Attorney Booker, we can also see that how we esteem ourselves is also going to affect how we live out our dream and vision, too, and the dream and vision and purpose that our Lord has for us as he had wonderfully created us.
Yes.
For purpose.
Right.
And one of the things that even maybe some that we are speaking and sharing and listening to us on today, as well as men and things, because we want to be inclusive to all of our audience on today as well, it may have been something that has transpired in your life or somewhere down in your experience as you journey through life that come to try to destroy your self-esteem or self-worth or self-image. But I want to say that God is able to allow you to go back and see the true image, and it's through that word of God.
Yes.
So that you can be healed and be able to move forward and truly live out that dream And that vision that God had so graciously in his mind before the foundation of the world as to our purpose, as why he fashioned us and blew his breath even into our nostril to bring forth purpose and bring forth fruitfulness even in our life and things.
Yes, that's really good.
Yes.
And you had mentioned the importance of affirmations. And I have some really good positive confessions in my book, You Are God's Masterpiece.
Good. Beautiful.
For example, I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God. I am special to God. I am beautiful. I am precious. I am covenant through Jesus Christ. God will always love me and never leave me. God is always with me, therefore I will not fear. And some really other great ones, I truly believe. And people give me some really good positive feedback from this book.
Good.
If people want to get the book, they can go to my ministry blog, www.womendestinedforgreatness.wordpress.com, and click on Ministry Resources. You know, and I also have a bookmarker called the Who Am I bookmarker. And I'd like to read a portion of that, if you don't mind.
Please, please.
Okay.
And you can go ahead. Uh-huh.
Let me get it.
And while you're getting that, I wanted to say, too, also, Attorney Booker, one of the other things that came to my mind when we talked about affirmation, and I remember growing up sometime back in the past and back in the day, if we may can use it and say it in that way and fashion, but when we was a little girl, one of the things that we was often taught that if we talk too much about ourselves, we was being a little high-minded, or we were stuck on ourselves, or we were thinking that we was cute, or sometimes we was labeled even as being fast. But I wanted just to take those labels and dismantle them off of your life, the radio listeners, and those that who have problems or struggle also with being able to speak highly about themselves. That is God's desire for you to begin to embrace that which God has done and created you so wonderfully, and it's okay to use the affirmation to speak about yourself because our words shape us, and what we believe is going to shape who we are. And so I want to encourage you to, as never before, to begin to use affirmation to reshape what God said that you are. Maybe life has shaped you in a negative life, but you can take the word of God, the living word, the breath of God, and begin to speak those words in the atmosphere, and you will begin to take form and take shape of those words that you believing that God has formed for you, in you, through you, and for purpose for your life. And things. And so that's very, very key of speaking those affirmation, and you're not stuck on yourself, but you're stuck on God, and you are stuck on how beautiful God has fashioned you as a woman, as a man, and things. And so take that moment and minister back unto yourself some of the wonderful things that God think about you. And think, because these are the way that God thinks about us. Is that not right, Attorney Kimmy? Am I right about it?
That's right. That's right. You're right on the ball.
Okay, good. I kind of felt the anointing of God. I felt the shout right there. But, yeah, so please share with us that what you have. Please.
Okay. The bookmark is called Who Am I?
Mm-hmm.
It means, woman of God, you can discover who you are. But if you don't know who you are, and if you don't know why you are, then others will define you.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow others to define you, then you have given them the ability to destroy you.
Mm.
You must know who you are. You are not the opinions of men. Do not allow what anyone says about you or thinks about you create the atmosphere in which you live.
Mm-hmm.
You are not what they call you, but you are what you answer to.
Wow.
You are somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Woman of God, you are beautiful and awesome. You are more than ordinary, extraordinary. You are the offspring of God himself. You are magnificent and significant.
Mm-hmm.
Know your value. Don't allow anyone to put a price tag on you or cheapen you. You are God's masterpiece, creatively designed by the master's hand. You are of great value and precious. Know you are loved. God loves you, and nothing can separate you from his love. He loves you with a real love, a pure love. Woman of God, his love for you is never-ending, never-changing, and everlasting. Know who you really are. You are a child of God, fearfully and wonderfully made by God. You are an awesome masterpiece created to give God glory by discovering and fulfilling your God-given destiny.
Whoa, how beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That is profound. And if someone would just take and just read that daily and begin to allow that to become a part of them and literally embrace it and digest that into their spiritual heart, mind, and soul, I believe God would just tremendously use them to flourish and to flow out to that next level, because it really stems on how you are believing God and how you're believing who God said you are and things. Yes, that is just so profound.
Well, thank you so much. So they can get it through the blog site, www.womendestinedforgreatness.wordpress.com, and click on the page that says Who Am I bookmarker.
Good, good. And I encourage everyone to go out and get one or begin to look at that and to incorporate that even into your own personal devotion, and that would be another piece in where it can empower and strengthen you to feel and build that esteem, and not only the confidence and competence as well as courage to live out your God-given destiny and purpose and dream, because God has more and he want to take you to that next level. And that dream that you have is not for naught, and God will bring it to pass if you have faith enough to believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that do diligently seek him. And also Attorney Booker mentioned earlier in our interview and sharing, she said you must K-U-A, and you must know, understand, and apply. And this is wisdom, equate to wisdom, knowing it, understanding it, and applying that. And I believe with that affirmation that you shared, Attorney, as a person begin to know that affirmation, understand it, and start applying that to their life and even the word of God every day to their life, they will begin to see a great transformation.
Absolutely.
They will be, yes, you'll begin to see great transformation and see how God moving profoundly in and through your life. And so, Attorney, we have just a few more minutes here that we will be here online and things. Is there anything else? Like, say, for instance, someone is listening and saying, well, I want to start a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
And they would like to get in contact with you, or they would like to go to the next level and taking it to the next level. Why don't you share with them some of the things that you do? They may have came on late and just turning in, and just share with some of the things from the corporate standpoint of how you can and your business, your corporation can inspire, help, empower, or provide services for those that are in need of moving forward in the nonprofit arena.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, as I mentioned previously, I have a business consulting firm called CompuPerfect Professional Services. And what we do is we establish for-profit and non-profit organizations. We assist non-profit organizations in securing their tax exemption status so they don't have to pay federal taxes on income that the non-profit organization receives. We also provide help them get funding through grant research and writing services, and we also have funding source reports that contain the names and addresses and contact persons and telephone numbers of companies and private foundations that will give money for nonprofit organizations that provide services such as youth development, economic empowerment, food services, and hunger prevention. All that can be found when you go to my nonprofit blog, www.howtostartanonprofitorganization.wordpress.com. And they can also call me at 301-408-1082. And I'll be more than happy to help them any way that we can. We help you from start to finish.
Well, thank you so much, Attorney Booker. Is there anything else that you would like to share, or something else that you would like to share with the Radio Land on today before we get ready to go off air on today.
Okay, yes. My ministry, Wings of Love Women's Ministry, we have an e-newsletter, and we're seeking advertisers and advertising reps, people to get advertisers for us. So, again, if you're interested in that, you can call me at 301-408-1082, and you can also go on the ministry blog and click on e-newsletter, and the ministry blog site is www.womendestinedforgreatness.wordpress.com.
Well, thank you very much, Attorney Booker. Thank you so much for being our special guest on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And we want to say we thank God for just this opportunity to come to you in the radio land on today and to share and highlight one of our beautiful women out of the Bible, Lydia, who was a businesswoman, and also to take and look and highlight another beautiful woman of God who is here right in the area, well, actually on the East Coast, who is doing some great and wonderful things both in the corporate realm as well as also in the area of ministry, empowering women and empowering also corporations that they can be in compliance as to with the federal standards, as well as to empowering with grant writing and various other vehicles to allow you to be successful in ministry or in the corporate realm. I want to say I thank God for our opportunity, how God has so divinely fashioned us together through another entity and allowed us to come across each other's paths. And I had an opportunity to read your book and was tremendously blessed by it as well. And you're so welcome, Attorney Booker. We also, some of the highlights as we get ready to wrap things up on today is she talked about faith and how that she also had to walk on water and take a leap of faith to step out and to open up her own corporate and her own business and ministry that God has given unto us. And also she also told us that two major components that we have to deal with, one is fear of failure and the fear of rejection. She also shared that some great things of reading the Word, studying the Word, and meditating upon the Word is other formulas as well as formulas for wisdom. You need to know. You need to understand and begin to apply. And I believe a lot of time, as she even stated to us on today, is that it's going to take planning. You have to take time out, sit down, and plan out and write the vision. Make it plain that he that read it may run with it. We must have a plan as we're moving forward in the things of God and moving to that next level, starting the business, starting the corporate entity and ministry as well. Attorney Booker also stated that to remind yourself that this vision is from God and success is guaranteed. Oh, my, isn't that profound? And so I want to say I really thank God for this profound woman of God that came on and was with us on today. And I'm going to ask Attorney Booker if she could do something for us in closing on today. And this is what I'm going to ask for a special prayer, Attorney Booker, for all those that are in the radio land on today, those that are listening now and those that will listen a little bit later, that if you could pray a special prayer for them as they get ready to maybe at the beginning stage of ministry or their business or thinking about launching their business or wherever they're at in either ministry in the corporate realm or contemplating acting on the dream that God has given unto you, would you pray a special prayer for them? Maybe it be someone dealing with fear and rejection. If you pray for them a special prayer on today and things as we get ready to close in just a moment, I'm going to ask you just to pray that prayer, and then I will come back and give our closing remark. So at this time, I'm just going to put us back into the hand of Attorney Booker, that she will begin to will pray for a special prayer for all of those that are moving forward in ministry in your business, in your corporate realm, or even embracing the dream and getting ready to put faith to and faith and feet and works to that dream. So at this time, I put you back in the hands of Attorney Carmen Booker.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Father God, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We pray for all that are listening here in Radio Land. We pray, Father God, that you will bless them, give them a hearing ear, Father God, that they can hear you clearly, what you want them to do, Father God, and help them discover their God-given gifts so they can use their gifts for your glory and to help bless other people in the process, Father. We take authority and bind every demonic stronghold, the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, every other stronghold that's hindering the people from doing what you've called them to do. We take authority and bind it now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. And we lose freedom. Freedom in their life, joy and peace. In Jesus' name, Lord God. And give them steadfastness. Have them to go to 1 Corinthians 15:58, Lord God, and meditate on that scripture, Lord God, so they can remain steadfast. Steadfast in what you've called them to do, Lord, laboring in the Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for it being done right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Attorney Booker. And as I speak to the Radio Land, I pray that you receive that prayer and that now that you just move forward and just go on and take that next step and believe God, that God is going to graciously do this thing. And because the vision comes from God,
yes.
And he has, and I, can we also fairly say, Attorney Booker, that if God give you a vision, he's the God that's going to give you provision.
Yes, that's right, yes, obviously.
Yes. And not only will he give you provision, you have to come in partnership with God, and not only that, you have to keep your part of the covenant and the contract, of at least moving forward on that which he's given and things. God told me one time, Attorney Booker, that this. He said, Helen, tell my people that they have to give me something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so on today, I would like to speak to your heart and to give and encourage you to give God your faith or give him faith, that your faith you have in him so that he can work it out in and through you and watch God take you to the next level. You can, you shall, and you will do what he said he was going to do in you, through you, and for you. Watch God bring it to pass on your behalf. I want to say I thank God for you. I appreciate you being with me on today. And most of all, we gained great information from Lydia, whose heart, who was always thankful of worshiping God and brought women together. Not only was she a businesswoman, but she was also a woman that could reach back and reach into the lives of women as well and gather them to come and to pray. Perhaps you were there empowering them to go to the next level by turning their hearts and their minds back towards God. Whether you're a man or a woman, the same lesson is for you as you continue to worship God and put your faith and your confidence and trust in God. And take just what you have and let God work with you. Get you a pencil and get you a paper. Sit down and write out a plan. You may say, I don't know how to do a plan. Just get you a piece of paper by faith, even when you leave this session, and write down what you dream. Get it out of you, and then that's where you can take it to the next level by emptying it out of your heart onto a piece of paper. It's an action of your faith as well, and God can act on that and begin to set things in motion. And I want to say I'm so glad and so grateful to have had this also awesome woman of God who we have moving forward in the 21st century doing wonderful things for God in the corporate realm as an attorney, having her own corporation as well as also a ministry where it's empowering, strengthening, and fortifying women. And so it was not a happenstance that God fashioned both Lydia and Carmen Booker together on this day, this glorious day, that he will want to highlight and to share about these glorious women that he has called, empowered, and also in sent to go back out into the world to do great and mighty things, such as it is for your life, man of God, woman of God. God has given you something already. He wants to take it to the next level, and he wants you to trust and believe that, yes, you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. All you have to do is wrap your faith around it with a spirit of expectation and keep working out the plan and watch God do it and bring it unto pass. And so today, in my closing, I would like to say unto you, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. Yes, all you need to do is ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be open unto you, according to the scripture, Matthew 7:7. You can do all things, again, as I said, through Christ which strengtheneth you. All you need to do is begin to ask God to strengthen and fortify you. So if you have given up on your dream and given up on your vision, or if you've gotten stuck and trying to get to the next level, I come to tell you to go back and look again. Get up and go back down on your knees and call on the mighty name of Jesus, and he that will come shall come, and he will not tarry. He's there and will help you. And until we meet again, I want to say I thank God for you. Give Attorney Booker a call at, again, her number where you can reach her at. Is that two? That would be 301-408-1082. And until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord be with you. God bless you is my prayer. Bye-bye.